check this out. Listen to this.
We'll just blow through it. Here we go.
Might be the funniest guy in radio, but the wardrobe from Costco has got to go. Kirkland signature, that's his brand. Jesus Christ, he needs a stylist. Yeah, I said it, man. Too bad it ends at 11. You might hear the reverend. What the hell he say? Yo, it's just Jesse Jackson. If you know what he's saying, call into the show. It's 520-971-WOLF. Understand the language.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM. Talk, let's go. One more hour.
Right.
All right, Doug Steckler is with us, also Brian Whitman, and I got to say hey here to Eric Weiss. Where's Eric Weiss?
Right here.
Eric Weiss, super agent in radio. Who do you hire? I mean, who do you work with? Who's some of your clients?
With, I'm going to work with everyone here after tomorrow.
You'll get a lot of phone calls tomorrow
morning.
It's
called being a vulture, you know?
You got John and Ken.
John and Ken.
Who else you got?
This guy right here.
Brian Whitman. Wow.
Yeah.
Who's checked me on the phone?
Who's checked you open first, John and Ken's or Brian's?
You know whose check he opens first?
No.
Hi, Eric. Here's Casey. Guy represents Casey. Literally, I've heard this. Whitman, I got to go. Casey's on the other line.
That's pretty cool. Well, I met Eric through the station, and also you're a big race fan. And you got to tell this story on the air, because you've never told it on the air. I've told it. But when you were a kid and you went on the field trip, you took everybody on that field trip.
I was in kindergarten, and I told my teacher, you know, my dad works at the Liberty Bell. So right away she said, oh, that's great. Can we do a field trip? I said, well, call my mom. And she calls my mom and said, we'd like to take the class to the Liberty Bell and in Philadelphia. And she said, it's not the actual Liberty Bell. It's the racetrack. And she went, these kids can
That's so classic.
What a great teacher. I never told you. I do have a track story. The only time I ever won at the track was when I was working there on a window. And you know how the gates lock when...
Right.
When the horses go off. One day, the gate didn't lock, and I was there, and the horses are coming down the stretch, and the buttons are still...
They're still working. Wow.
So one of my cronies is calling them out to me as I'm punching the hell out of them, you know, winner after winner after winner. So I have all these winning tickets, and I figured, okay, I'm done. Right. You know, I pay for school. And the head of the track comes running down and says, we noticed this computer malfunction. Hand him back.
Oh, no.
He had to be my dad, too, so I made him look bad.
Oh, man. But, yeah. You could have gone to prison for that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, betting after the bell.
Erica, the track stories are great. Do we have any leads?
Well, we have a meeting at Santa Anita next week.
Excellent. Because, you know, I've learned Spanish.
Right. Let's talk to Malibu Dan.
All right, I'm ready to go.
All right, Eric Weiss, thanks for coming by, man.
Seriously, 12 years is a lifetime. And, you know, we never worked together professionally, but the fact that I listened to you every night and I came here, particularly when Brian was on with you,
right.
But that I listened every night is a testament to
what
a great show you did.
Well, hey, you know, when you said, I asked Eric once, I said, does anyone ever turn you down? Because you have big clients. And you said there's only two people that ever turned you down, and it was me and Steckler.
What?
So I said to Steckler, I said, do you remember that? And I got to be honest with you, for the first couple of years we were working here, we were so drunk, we don't remember any of those years. So please don't take it personally.
Well, no, that was what Bob Moore said. He said, you got to take these guys out, get them drunk. So I remember taking the Four Seasons. We had a few cocktails, and I called Bob and I said, you know, I never heard back from him. He said, you idiot, they just wanted free drinks.
All right, thanks. Eric Weiss, everybody.
Thank you.
Major stud. All right, I gotta put my wife is here. Let's put you over here with my beautiful daughter. Nice to see you.
You too.
And my beautiful daughter Sophia. Can you come up here and say hi? Come here, baby. Come here. Come on up here. I want you to tell a joke. Come here. I want you to tell a joke. No? Okay. But Jennifer and I were sitting around the living room probably about 11 years ago, and we were watching CNN, and Jesse Jackson came on. And I paused it, and I said, hey, I said, Jen, what did he say there? And she says, I don't know. And so she says, why don't you download the transcript? So we downloaded the transcript from CNN, and it says, Jesse Jackson says, while I was in Chicago, and then in parentheses, unintelligible. And then it goes on. And these guys are doing transcripts for a living. So Jen says, why don't you do it on your show? What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And she's the one that came up with it. So I got to thank you.
Thank you.
When I started the station, I was $128,000 in debt to the IRS. No girlfriend, no daughter, no car, and no house. And now I've got all of that, except for, you know, the crappy car I drive. But I met Jennifer through the station, and that was pretty cool. You know, Steckler and I were giving out tickets to the Rolling Stones.
It's true.
At home base. It was before his Home Depot. And Steckler and I had this dumbest idea in all of radio. We got a trash can from Home Depot and said, everybody put your license in. We'll pick out one license. Right? So literally, there's about four or five.
The station didn't give us a mechanism to pick a winner.
Oh, yeah. No, but they didn't. But that's not the only thing they never gave us on the remotes. But they never gave us directions to where we were going either. So 400 licenses went in the big Home Depot trash can. We pull one out. The guy wins. Now everybody attacks the trash can to try to get their license to go home. And some people had taken two or three with them. We ended up losing 25 different licenses from people.
That was scary.
And probably 25 listeners as well. But yeah, I met you were shopping for your dad's company there, right?
Well, now that this is all coming to an end, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
What?
No. I wasn't stalking at all. I know it probably sounds like it, but I wasn't. And I did. I probably could have bought the supplies that I bought at another date and time, but I truly wanted to just say hi to you and Steck, and because I'd listened to you guys for like a year before I met you. And
is that
I just,
right?
Yeah, and you guys just made me laugh so hard, and I wanted to say hi, and
well,
you asked
you
me
did.
Out, and then I was like, no way. So and
Jen told
are.
Me it was like the audio equivalent of watching a snake eat a pig.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Because I got a great wife and a beautiful daughter, and 12 years of doing this. Hey, Sophia, can you say hi in the microphone? Can you say hello? No?
She's so adorable.
You want to tell a joke?
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
What?
All right, she's not feeling well.
It's so amazing to be here. Everybody's talking about how surreal it is to be here. And here's Sophia, and I remember the night that we were on the radio that you had to not be here because Sophia was born that night.
Right.
And who was here with me that? It was
Sammy?
No, I was.
I think it was
you were alone?
Shauna, wasn't it?
Yeah, Woolsey, right. Yeah. And yeah. That was, and it seems like, honest to God, it seems like maybe 6 months or a year ago.
I remember being hugely pregnant at the Commerce Casino for the first event that you guys did together.
Oh, yeah. And that's if you don't think you can you know, turn heads, try being pregnant walking through a casino.
Yeah. I only had my belly rubbed for good luck like 5 or 10 times. It's good times.
But I got in trouble with the night she had Sophia. I leave the station, go to the hospital. And it was about 6 o'clock when I got there, and the doctor said, we're going to have this baby probably sometime after midnight. So I said, well, I'm going to go home and take a shower and get a meal. And my stepmother couldn't believe that I was leaving the hospital. She said, your wife's about to have her first child, and you're going home to have a meal and a shower? I said, I live a mile away from here. I can be back in 20 minutes if anything happened. Please. You know, I'm pretty casual about it. And the nurse did say, that baby is going to be hyper. And they don't tell you when that kid comes out, they could have a cone-shaped head. And I thought we had, like, an alien.
This is a very sweet story, too.
And nobody says anything. Nobody tells you, hey, that baby is going to have that cone head for about 3 days and it's going to go down. I thought we had a nut. You know, I thought we had, you know.
Literally.
Like a crazy-looking baby.
Tim, before the show ends, anything else complimentary you want to say about your daughter on the air before things are wrapped up here?
Yeah, we should probably split.
Well, here's one that she gets her farting from her dad.
What? Not me?
From her dad.
Oh, Sophia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, not you.
Jen's like me? What?
No.
Wow.
No, Jen, little Sophia there. Man, she can whack one out. All right. Thank you very much, baby. Jennifer Conway, everybody. Yes. Sophia Conway.
Everybody.
Yeah. I know. We'll be back. Also, we'd like to thank Jerry Wyszowski's with us.
Yes. Look at you, man.
What's up,
Jerry Wyszowski, who was insulted by Jack Silver on a daily basis.
And the ice plant, Tim.
And at one point, yeah, he used to call him the ice plant. He goes, yeah, that guy's a personality, an ice plant.
But Jack's a real sweetheart.
And Jack said, Wyszowski doesn't translate in Los Angeles. There aren't that many Jews in L.A. He's now Jerry Gomez. And Jerry says, I'm not changing my name to Gomez. What's wrong with you? And they did. They changed it to Gomez for a while.
I said it a couple times, but I couldn't do that. That's not
well,
me.
Well, you shouldn't have to either.
Well, you know, but there are some things you can do. For example, a month after I'm fired, send me a text message asking for $2,000.
What?
For some
Why?
Gambling scheme.
I don't think I did that.
Don't you lie to the audience, Jerry. You have a gambling problem, Jerry.
Okay.
There's
right.
a problem with that.
No, it's
not a problem, Tim.
I'm not sure if you want to start on
an addictive issue.
If you want to talk about my problems, we can talk about my problems. I'll tell you one thing.
Let's talk about my phone ringing at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday night.
All right, just slow down.
You called me at 3 the other day.
I only get calls at 1.
Let me just say one.
I am at 1, too.
You didn't want to scratch at that sore there.
I just would
there,
like
Bubba.
To say one thing.
He's called me 20 times today.
If you have a gambling problem, mixing it with the other problems...
No good.
It's a $15,000 evening. If you like blackjack.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't like this game anymore.
Well, I was with Steckler in Vegas, and this is the kind of heart Steckler has. He lost about $1,200 in about 10 seconds at a blackjack table, and he goes to one of these bars that is supposed to be like, open during the weekend, and it was closed. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and he sits on his stool, and he puts his head down on the bar because he couldn't believe he lost $1,200 in 10 seconds, and... The guy comes by and goes, hey, rum pot, you're out of here. And he blasted away.
No. I was like, what the hell? I just dropped $1,200. And honestly, this is the one time in my whole life where this isn't a pass out. I put my head down because I'm a loser.
But then we leave the casino, and a homeless guy goes, hey, you got a couple of bucks? And Steckler goes, I just lost $1,200 effing dollars in 10 seconds.
This is when $1,200 was $1,200.
Yeah. And we walk
back
like
in the 90s.
We walk like 5 feet away. He stops. He goes back and gives the guy a $20 bill.
Aww.
Yeah, that's how bad he felt about him. But that's when Steckler and I would go to Vegas and bump these credit cards and just, you know, when you hit a credit card in Vegas... it floats. You know, when they give you the $1,000, that yellow piece of paper is as light as a feather. Try to dig it out of your pocket the next day. You're going to need 2 bellhops to try to drag it out of your pocket.
Yeah, there's extra charges.
Yeah, it's good times, man. All right, Doug Steckler's with us. Also, Brian Whitman, Sam Phillips, Jerry Wyshoski. We'll talk to Gina Grad as well. David Mosica with the Commerce Casino. My sister Kelly, who doesn't want to go on the mic because she is too shy.
Too hot.
Come on, you got to go on the mic.
Come on, you're too hot.
Yeah,
get on
yeah,
the mic.
Come
Jason
on.
Kelly.
Hey, this is a story that she can confirm. When we were in, what's the church we used to go to in Dearborn?
St. Alphonsus.
We were in there. It's a huge church. I told the story a couple of days ago. It's like St. Patrick's Cathedral. My mom was very Catholic. She made us all sit there and pray on a Wednesday morning. Whenever we were going to town or leaving town, we'd have to sit there and pray. And all 6 kids were sitting there, my mom. Kneeling down in front of my Lord Jesus Christ, and I let out the biggest fart ever, right? And it echoes throughout the church. And I go, Kelly, how dare you? My mom turns over and whacks her across the mouth, and she goes down right in front of Jesus Christ, man. He's sitting there staring at all this. All right, thank you, Kelly, for coming by. The biggest supporter ever. She would always call up and say, the show is great. The show is funny. And I'd say, dude, I took the week off. What station are you listening to? But no, you always were very supportive. I couldn't
I'm
have done this without.
I'm just going to miss knowing where you are every night from 8 to 11.
Well, I'll call you. I'll be home. That's where I'll be. You'll know where I'll be. I'll be at the Commerce Casino. All right. It is the. We got to take a short break here and come back. Doug Steckler and Brian Whitman, man. How about these guys? Here's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM.
This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Oh, Bubbo.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And this is a wrap, everybody. At 11 o'clock, get out of here, but John and Jeff will be on. And then after that, in the morning, it'll be the Adam Carolla Show at 10 o'clock. Then Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. I'm sorry, Adam Carolla at 6 a.m. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank at 10 a.m. And then Tom Likas is with us. Nice to see you, Tommy.
Nice to see you.
What time will you come on at 2 tomorrow or 3?
I'm coming on at 3.
3 o'clock.
2 hours tomorrow.
And is Danny Bonaducci going to be on between 2 and 3?
I don't know. You'll have to check with the program director.
Is he here? Okay. No, he's not here. What a surprise. But Tommy, nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you, too. What are these cameras here?
It's a webcast right now.
Somebody's broadcasting this?
Yeah, you can actually see Tommy Likas right now.
You know, there's somebody at corporate headquarters, like my favorite marshal, going, move that camera around.
Exactly. You know what? There is some guy at corporate headquarters going, I can't believe I got to pay that guy kind of money. I can't believe I got to write this effing check to Tom Likas. So what are you going to do with the dough?
Well, it's not what I'm going to do with the dough because, I'm just going to continue. I'm an employee, and I'll continue to be an employee.
Now, are you going to continue to be syndicated?
No.
Can people hear you on the website?
No.
So they have to break into your home to hear you.
That's right.
And you don't like that.
Or get a personal invite.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, that's... Now, what does the future hold for you?
It's too soon to tell. I've only known about this for a week. And, right now I'm not in any rush.
Right.
As you guys know, we've been having this conversation about whether this is going to happen since last summer.
Right, since September, yeah.
Yeah, and actually I think some people were having this conversation even before that. And unfortunately, over that period of time of, working really hard and trying to get the numbers up to where they are and all that.
Right.
It's been very draining, honestly. Behind the scenes, it's not really the listener's problem, but certainly we've all worked very hard.
So speak for yourself.
Yeah, and so I'm just going to take a rest until my phone rings. And my phone's been ringing all day. I have been getting emails. Today I've heard from Arsenio. I heard from Charlie Tuna. I heard from Jimbo Hannon.
Wow.
The list is long.
Now, Tommy, let's say somebody offers you $4 million a year to do an afternoon talk show, and your partner is Whitman.
Let's pursue this, actually.
Sure.
By the way, just for the record, you can take the mother load of the money. I work a little bit cheaper.
I understand.
Would you do Likas and Whitman for $4 million?
No, but I will tell you, it's nothing personal. I don't work with a partner. I had a partner at one time many years ago.
No, it's Tom.
You had four partners.
$4 million.
Brian, I don't think you know how much I make now.
How about $10
million? You know what? I don't think I do know, actually.
How about $10 million a year and Brian's your partner?
No partner. I don't work with a partner. I work alone. That's my stuff.
$100 million.
No.
I'm beginning to think this is personal.
No, I'll tell you that.
At $100 million, it definitely is.
No. I did it once, had a partner, and it's worse than a divorce when you have a partner and then you don't get along. I mean, you've gotten along with your partners.
Right.
Imagine if your partner was working against you. And I had a partner who came in one day and said, you know what? I don't want you on the air anymore. I just want you to write.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, so we were not quite equals in his mind.
Jeez,
Tom, I think you know that if we were to partner up on the air, I would never do anything to offend you.
If we partnered up, you wouldn't. I'm sure that's true.
I think you know that.
I'm sure that's true.
Sure.
Are you hoping I get a $10 million offer for the two of us? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice, huh? Look at that.
I can do it now because I don't give an F anymore. I don't work here. And you don't work here, so.
No, I work here. No. I may not be coming in anymore, but I'm still employed here.
Yeah.
And by the way, Brian, please, burning bridges is my game.
All right, Doug Steck was with us. Also, Brian Whitman and Tom Likas.
I do have one question for Tom, because I think the listeners would want to hear this, and this is kind of an inside radio question. Would you, Tom, return to AM radio? Is that something you would entertain?
It would depend on the station. I don't care about delivery systems. I just care about getting paid. My name is Thomas J. Likas. The J stands for just
pay me.
Exactly. And now that I have some Wednesdays off, I can take you up on your offer to go to the Hollywood Bowl.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tom was kind enough to invite me to a couple of shows at the Hollywood Bowl. Music I've never heard of. Jazz and
jazz.
Crap like that. Yeah,
yeah, but you don't even have to listen to the music. It's the Hollywood Bowl. It's the summertime.
Could I bring a joint and an iPod?
Most people do.
Just listen to something else? All right.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy Likas, thank you very much. And we'll get back to you. But first, Linda Salvin is a psychic here. And she predicted the Super Bowl last year for me. She said the New York Giants were going to win.
Did she tell you the format was going to change?
No, she didn't.
How good is she?
Yeah. And she didn't also, but she didn't predict that my bookie would have been shot and killed and never pay me off either.
And hey, I also predicted this year's Super Bowl, but I wasn't at this station.
All right. So what do you think the future holds for people here in this room?
I think you're going to do something online for a while, and I think you're going to be going to another station within 3 months.
3 months?
Not even.
Wow, look at
that.
Yeah,
you've got another show coming up, and you don't even know about it yet, and I think you're going to be offered something. Tom, you're going to be offered a TV show.
Really?
Tommy's doing TV.
You're going to be offered a TV show. You're still going to be on radio.
And those who have been gone longer should just kill ourselves.
Oh, I didn't get to you, Doug. I did Conway and Stecker back in 97. Oh, yeah. I didn't do your chart. I'm not an astrologer. Did I do your chart? No.
I think you did.
You told me that touching was doing my chart.
What is it, 97 in the old building? I was on the show.
How about Brian Whitman? What do you see?
Oh, Brian.
Uh-oh.
Same. No, Brian, you're coming along.
Same.
Same old, same old.
She literally rolled her eyes when you
same
mentioned.
As what?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm kidding.
By the way, don't give Tom any more good news. He's been on cloud nine since March of last year.
I channeled your father when I was here one time. I channeled your father.
You did do that. But let's put my dad aside and talk about my effing career for a second.
Your effing career? If you change your attitude. No. There's something coming around the month of April or May. There's a new position coming, but I don't know if it's radio or voiceovers, but there's a new gig coming around April, May. Watch for it, and there's going to be money changing that's on the up for you that's going to be significant.
Well, it would be impossible.
All right, Linda Salvin, what's your phone number real quick?
888-509-1077.
There you go, Linda Salvin. Quick,
Linda, the future of my relationship with Tom.
Forget your future. Tell us about the stock market.
It's going to change, and it's going to start going up. Everything changes after March, April. You're going to
see that.
That's when I get the job, is March or April.
Finances are changing. You're going
to
see it all.
All right, thank you very much. Linda Salvin, let's talk to Dave Severino, man.
All right.
Dave Severino is the head of sales. You're going to be the head of sales for the news station as well, right?
That is correct.
For it's AMP. Called ANT and
AMP.
AMP. AMP.
That was close, though. You're right there.
All right. Now, you've been with the station for what, 10 years, 11 years?
Going on 14.
14 years.
Yeah, right from the beginning.
Christ.
Wow.
Severino is great. He is really one of the guys that, you know, kept the station together because he can sell anybody to anything to anybody. And he will go out there, like with the USC game. You'll take the clients out there, start drinking at 8 a.m. and not stop until about 6 a.m. the next morning. That is some dedication.
That's
man.
Correct. That's years of USC training.
I don't know how you guys do it in sales, because you have to have lunch, breakfast, lunch and dinner with people you really probably never would see at all. And they're not...
That's not true, Tim.
No?
Why would you say something like that?
I thought that's what you wrote down here.
Because he's leaving. Can I ask...
No, he is great. And he actually... there's a lot of people in here in sales and a lot of clients as well, like Don Marino, Missy Wilson's there. Look at Pat Thomas.
We got Miles Berman over here.
Yeah, and these guys have all become friends. Dave Harden is here as well. Who else was here tonight? Miles L. Berman. And we got to get Pat Thomas in here, too.
Shrek.
Pat
Thomas. Come on, use his stage name, Shrek.
This guy is the best, man. He was with, now you're with what?
98.7.
Are they still in business?
We'll drop that. Bleep it all out.
Thank God you guys are finally off the air.
You know, all this commiserating is really kind of making me sick at this point.
Yeah, Pat was really crushed about the news. He told his sales staff immediately to start calling all of our clients.
Oh, man.
That's not true. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Now these, maybe.
Yeah, these guys are the best. Thomason and also Dave Severino.
And for the new station, Dave, since you will be remaining, can I ask you just in a general interest for the listener, what is the pitch? Because obviously you're prepared for a pitch for the new station. You got to go out there and sell AMP. What's the pitch?
Playing all the hits, man. Come on. Yeah. It's going to be all good. Concerts.
The guy's turned into Rick Dees for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're just playing
concerts,
all the hits
everything.
Right here.
Come on.
Don't you know it, Dave? It is great.
There's no competition out there. We will stomp everyone.
All right. Well, Dave Severino, you can reach him in sales. All you have to do is call.
No, plenty of people have reached me today, Tim.
It didn't work, huh?
We made sure of that. We made sure a lot of people called him.
Yeah, if you love the change in formats, call Dave Severino.
Oh, Tim.
He loves to talk about format changes.
But seriously, it was a great run.
Yeah, it was
Tim,
a good time.
Tim, Steckler, Brian, Tom, Adam, Howard. I mean, great cast of characters. John and Jeff, we had so much fun. Made a little money along the way, but had a lot of fun. Great relationships, and it's great to see so many faces. Malibu Dan in the house.
Malibu!
And, you know, just thank you. Thank you for always being there for us. Everybody.
It
Tom,
was a great
Brian,
time, man.
Doug, everyone. Appreciate it.
Sammy.
Sammy, too.
Yes.
Sammy Phillips over here.
Dave, I see.
One of the greatest pitches ever. Sam, one Monday morning, sends me these pictures of her in her lingerie. She's like, the studio was too hot, so I'm doing my show in my lingerie. I think we should webcast this. Can you sell this? I'm like, yeah, of course.
She's like, why not? I have.
Wow.
That's the last show. Aren't you allowed to say anything?
I'm sorry, Tommy,
do you still work here?
Well, I just had a question for Dave Severino. I understand the news station's going to play 10,000 songs in a row. So what do you do, go on vacation for a couple of months?
Well, no, actually, I've got a lot of movies lined up.
Oh.
I'm going to go to the beach. I had to come back from my skiing vacation with my family, so I'm going to go skiing again.
There we go.
Yeah, Dave took three flights to get back here tonight to do this and then come in tomorrow to say thank you to everybody as well.
Correct.
An outstanding guy that really CBS should be proud to have and should, at all expense, keep this guy around, man. This guy's the best. And if my bookie doesn't stop calling me, I'm gonna go to somebody else.
Really?
All right, thanks. Dave Severino, everybody. And do me a favor, because there's a lot of a-holes that listen to the station. Don't call Severino and bust his balls. He had nothing to do with the flip.
Don't clog his voicemail up so it's full and he has to, no one can leave messages. You don't want to fill his voicemail up.
If you want to complain about this station, go to brianwhitman.com.
You can do that, and you can email me. My email address is my name, briandavidwhitman@gmail.com.
All right.
That is my email. What, Tom? It is my email address.
Sure it is.
I can get my email address.
Yes, you can.
I can see there's been no progress in our relationship. I can see you have no sympathy for
me. I haven't seen you in a year.
Yes, right, and it's breaking your heart, isn't it?
Yes.
I can tell.
I'm miserable.
Some things never goddamn change.
Doug Steckler is with us, Brian Whitman, Tom Likas. Also like to thank Linda Salvin and Dave Severino. Don't bust Severino's balls. He's one of the good guys. And this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We come back. It'll be the last segment ever. And we're live at 97.1 FM.
Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Well, you're stud. You got a big wiener there, man.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Come on, everybody. Conway Settler.
From Southern California, home of the most effed up people in the world.
Come on, everybody. Conway Settler.
It's like drowning kittens in a burlap sack.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, and we're about to wrap it up here. If you'd like to find out what we'll be doing starting Monday, go to timconwayjr.com, timconwayjr.com. And I saw Doug Steckler is with us. Always nice to see you, my brother.
Dougie. You, Timmy, me boy.
Yes, Doug Steckler, man. Yes, Brian Whitman.
Stage dive, yeah, that's my nickname.
Tom Likas is with us. And I'd also like to thank Gina Grad here. Let's put Gina on the air. Gina F and Grad, man.
Timmy.
But doing a great job with news. I know you're really emotional about this, but you shouldn't be, because you'll find a job starting Monday, right?
Oh, yeah, the offers have been rolling in all night.
Yeah.
My phone is out of control.
Have you heard from Jimbo Hannon?
Are you going to live? Are you going to live in Los Angeles or your place up in Santa Barbara?
I'm going to live.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Tom.
I was going to live in Gina Grad East.
Oh, I see.
Gina Grad Banner East.
Tommy, where are you going to be living?
I'm going to be splitting time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd like to come up and see that place.
Please do.
Yeah.
Tom, honest question.
Yeah. No, you're not staying there, Brian.
No, not to stay overnight, but would I be welcome in your home?
Oh, yes.
Gary has shaking his head no.
So.
Gary knows more.
I don't think so, man.
Oh, sure.
No. Hey, if Brian and I drive up to see your house, he can sit in the car.
Yes.
You
wouldn't let me in, would you, Tom? Honest to God.
No, Brian,
you
know please.
What? I'd let you in.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know I'd be very, I mean, I wouldn't make it. But Gary is shaking his head no, and I think he hears maybe a little more than the audience does.
I'd like to thank also Dino and Gary, man. These guys are major stars. I've been with Tommy for a long time. Worked with Dino on Saturdays, and I was actually doing a show live on the air. Had to go to the bathroom, and Dino was screaming. I go, Dino, you got to sit in here and do the rest of the show. I got to go to the bathroom. And the guy I was co-hosting with over the ISDN line didn't even know it was somebody else. Slid right in, did the rest of the show.
Well, that's because you did so much of that fish oil. Come on.
All right, Cal Saul. We got to thank Cal Saul as well. Major sales stud, Cal Saul. I came from Circuit City to do sales and radio and kicking ass, right?
I'm loving it, man. It's like license to print money.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, I'm doing the reverse. Yeah. Radio to Circuit City.
One of the great salespeople of all time. Also, Amber, thank you for coming by, darling.
Amber!
Great job. And where are you now? At the new station?
I'm at Caerth.
Caerth. All right. Tommy, so you're going to be on tomorrow. What's the schedule like for tomorrow?
We are playing it by ear like every show I've ever done.
Right. So you start at
3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock.
Till 5.
And then at 5 o'clock, they'd turn the music on.
Right. Well, put it this way. At 5 o'clock, we stop broadcasting. What they do, I don't even know what that is.
So now, you won't...
Are you doing it from here?
Yeah, will you throw it to them? You'll just end your...
That's right.
I see.
And they're going to run commercial-free for 10,000 songs.
10,000 songs in a row.
Wow, is that right?
Yes.
Now, commercial-free for CBS means what, 19 minutes an hour?
No, that means every show comes to you from the Spearmint Rhino Lounge.
Oh, I see, right, yeah. Yeah, everything will have a lounge.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's exactly
all right, well, I'd like to listen to that station. CBS has been great to me. It's been great to my dad. And, you know, it's been 12 years and a couple months. I can't argue with that.
I'm not arguing with it. I mean, tell you what, they're treating me great.
Yeah, go to Tom's website, blowmeuptom.com. Happen to memorize that. I don't know how.
Wow.
Well, you may have heard it once or twice on the air.
Yeah, I think I've heard it. And also go to our website, timconwayjr.com, because we're going to be doing something on Monday that you can sign up for. And I think we'll continue to do the show if CBS lets us do that. Is CBS going to let you do a podcast, Tommy?
I don't want to.
But if you wanted to, would they let
you
do
no,
it?
If I wanted to, I guess I'd go to the powers that be. I'd ask.
Would you come on a podcast that I was doing as a guest?
I think I'd have to get permission from CBS.
Just to be a guest?
Yes.
To be a guest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I call you without that? You having to call them?
You can call me at home.
I can call you at home.
Yes.
CBS will let me do that?
Yeah, but if you record it and put on a podcast, I got to get permission.
Okay. All right. Tommy must have a bigger deal than I did. They said they pay me all the way through next Tuesday. And
wow.
I'm like,
Tommy just scored. Does that include benefits, Tim?
On Monday it does. Sure. Yeah, all day Monday.
So if you're planning a major illness, this would be a good time.
Yeah, if I'm going to get a car wreck, it's got to be Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
Yeah, Nick's the SARS for Wednesday.
Yeah. I also like to thank Don Marino. He's out there. And also Todd Johnson, a friend of mine who runs Lowry's. If you need a good piece of meat, go to Lowry's or call Sam Phillips.
I know meat, babe. Thanks a lot, buddy, for the plug.
Also,
one will leave you with a garlicky taste, the other won't.
That's why.
You guys will have to talk about that later.
He knows already. He knows.
This is my childhood friend. I've known this guy since sixth grade, I think, or seventh grade. Robbie Fox, everybody. Major stud, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a group of friends, like, you know, 20 of them or so that I've met since like third or fourth grade, and you're the oldest one, like seventh grade.
Yeah, we Tim and I was on. I was Tim's first radio guest.
Yeah.
Before he had a radio show, he had a internet show.
Right.
And I was pitching some Pauly Shore movie I had written, and we couldn't. The room was so small, we couldn't get Pauly on the air.
Right. Exactly.
So it was just us. And
well, there's the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're my first guest, and now my last.
Yeah,
I
my
guess,
last.
So.
And but your friends will miss hearing you every night. We're a very tight group for many years, and back since junior high, and. Every one of us enjoy listening to you every day and night
please.
And our wives. And the one thing I won't miss doing is my mother-in-law, when Tim would run thin on information, so he'd just start spouting out either lies or just real things that happened. But my mother-in-law, like, well, I heard Tim today about you were in Tim's song about masturbation. Yeah, thanks for that.
But yeah, Tim, I got in so much trouble.
Yeah, and Tim was a great advocate about with his friends. I had a play, and Tim was not a big theater man. He likes the track, and he likes the occasional movie on video, and not much of that.
Who'd have guessed?
And then Tim would sit there, and I had a play, and Tim sat there saying it was better than Hello, Dolly, better than Camelot.
Right.
He would say, you don't understand, this play, I had this star on the show, and he was, this show's better than Chorus Line, it's the unbelievable show. And so people would come to my show, and they'd look at me, and they'd say, Chorus Line, huh?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, we'll miss you on the air, buddy, but luckily we get to see you at the deli.
Yeah, listen, I
got you, buddy.
Thank you very much. Bobo, Robbie Fox, man. I get some evenings off so I can spend with my daughter, and I've saved up so much money that I swear to God, this is true, I don't have to work next week.
Honestly,
all effing week, man.
Hey, you should call me.
As a matter of fact, I can go out to dinner on a couple of the nights, too.
You're on Easy Street.
Also, I'd like to thank Jason Sulaco, man. He was the original producer of the Conway and Steckler show. And, nothing. Just while he was the board op, also went to law school and got a law degree, then became program director. Now he's an agent and just a kick-ass guy, man. Jason.
Yes!
John Sowen as well.
Yeah.
And tune into the station tomorrow. And if you want to find out where any of these guys are, Brian Whitman is at brianwhitman.com.
Right.
And he's podcasting, and I don't know what else you're doing on that site. You're charging $5 a month or so?
Yeah, that's for an entire month.
So it's 25 cents a day.
Well, I guess if you did the math, actually, yeah, I think that I like to say, you know, for the cost of a Starbucks.
Right, for
an entire month.
25 cents a day.
Right.
It's less than a newspaper.
It's less than a newspaper,
right.
And it's daily, Monday through Friday.
And you guarantee...
It's less than CBS stock.
No, serious stock.
Oh, sorry.
Serious, yes.
Less than I made here.
But you guarantee there's at least 25 cents worth of material on every day.
I would guarantee at least there is a quarter, there is 25 cents of material at brianwhitman.com every day.
It's guaranteed to appraise at least 25 cents.
Tom, I will extend the olive branch, if you will, the offer.
Yes.
No laughing already. I haven't extended the offer, for Christ's sake. Would you, of course I'd be counting on you, Tom, for your continued support and a subscription.
Of course.
Yes. And would you be a guest on my podcast? I know you say you have to go ask.
I do.
Okay.
So for Tim, or for you, or for anybody.
And if they CBS says yes, would you go do Brian's podcast?
Sure, I'll do his podcast.
Would
excellent.
You now that would involve coming to my home.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm on if I come to your home, means I get your home address. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
Haven't we done that bit already, Tom? Are we recycling old bits here? No, you would be a guest on my podcast. I'd like that commitment because we have some things to talk about. Seriously, I think there's a few things to work through.
Really? And we have to do them on a podcast?
I think that might be the most intriguing.
We have that back alley behind the building here. You're working out tonight on 11:15.
Well, I'd prefer to do it for...
On a podcast?
$5 a month. I mean, and I'm inviting you, and I'd like you to ask the folks at CBS, at least commit to the audience right now, I only have a few minutes, that you'll ask them if you can be a guest.
Sure, I'll call Chris Olivero in New York tomorrow, and I'll ask him if I could be on your podcast.
Yes. I'm sure it'll be your first call.
I don't understand why it's so... Why it has to be so bitter. Why does it have to be this way? Honest to God.
My goodness.
Just you come to my house. Yeah. We'll sit around.
Okay.
We'll have some
wine.
We'll have some Chardonnay. Uh-huh. A little Sutherland. A little red, a little
this
wine.
This is the part where I call it uncomfortable tonight.
and you and
no,
I will
am I right?
sit together. We can,
no,
you haven't
seen. No, Doug, you haven't seen Uncomfortable yet. My special guest is coming in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my special guest, he has a TV offer for Doug Steckler. Ricky Rackman would like to do that.
Yes. I'd like to thank everybody in this room. We're about to get out of here. Especially Doug Steckler and Brian Whitman. They put up with me with a lot of crap, man. I am not an easy guy to hang with.
It's been fun, Timmy. Seriously.
Yeah, but it was a good time. And I also like to thank my wife for putting up with a lot of F&S, man. I mean, can you imagine? You're at home with a child, and 11:30 every effing night, this walks through the door. Can you imagine the depression that goes along with that? But she is unbelievable. She's an angel. I got the best daughter. This radio station has given me the greatest wife, the greatest daughter, a couple of bucks, and some of the greatest friends and business partners you could ask for. So I'm just very happy to meet, to work with all of you guys. And we'll be listening tomorrow at 6 a.m. to Adam Carolla, 10 a.m. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And they're going to be completely S-faced.
Yes. They're already S-faced.
Yeah. Frosty was warming up tonight.
Yes.
But he's going to bring in a $1,500 bottle of whiskey.
He showed me that today.
Today?
Yeah.
$1,500.
Looks like he'd had a shot or two already.
Yeah, he already had $300 worth of it.
Absolutely.
And go to our website, because starting Monday, we're going to be doing something, and hopefully we won't have to call CBS to get permission for that. But who knows?
And yeah, Tim? Tim, yes. Can we interrupt really fast? I think Randy and I probably have something to say. I just want to say thank you for everything.
Tim, we could have not done this show without you.
Seriously, Tim, we couldn't do it without you.
Well, how obvious is that?
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I could have done it without you guys.
No, but seriously.
Actually, that's not true. I did do it before without you.
A couple incarnations.
Yeah, so I could do it without you guys. I like doing it with you, but I could easily do it without you.
Well, either way, we couldn't do it without you.
Oh, and that's so obvious. That's so cool, though. Yeah.
I think that's sweet. You're taking away the moment.
No, it's really sweet you said that, but it's so obvious, Sam. Please. All right. I'm just kidding, Sam. Please lighten up.
I love you.
All right. Tommy, it was great to get to know you. And when Steckler and I were fired, you actually supported us and were instrumental in bringing us back to the station. And,
amen. Of course.
Thank you for it off the air. I'm not sure if I ever thank you.
We're big fans of you guys. Well, absolutely.
And I also want to say when I was fired, the support I got from...
Anytime, Brian.
Thanks, Tom. Really, I don't know if I said it on the air, but...
Oh, Tom, I don't know if you know this, but tonight Brian Whitman revealed that while he was being fired for missing too many days at work, he was actually taking a nap.
You know, people say, if you ask somebody, how do you want to die? I want to die in my sleep.
Right.
Yes. How do you want to get fired? You want it in your sleep. You don't feel it. There's no pain. It's like going to the dentist and getting the, getting the Novocaine and you just wake up and it's all
it's
over.
It's true.
Hi, Mike Olson, Rob Fraser, Kelly Smith. Who am I missing here? Mike McNee, is it Dara that's back there?
And Cahal.
I can't see back there. And Dom McGoy, everybody, thank you very much. And we'll see everybody tomorrow at the station. And then after that, call Severino if you want a job. All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. It's live.
I'm so glad we had this time together. Just to have a laugh or sing a song. Think we just got started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. There's a time you put aside for dreaming, dear. The time for things you have to do. But the time I love the best is in the evening. I could spend a moment here with you. When the time comes and I'm feeling lonely, and I'm feeling so blue, I just sit back and think of you only. the happiness still comes through. That's why I'm glad we had this time together. Because it makes me feel like I belong. Seems we just got started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long.
Good night, everybody.
97.1 FM Talk.